Trusted bank in Luxembourg. Check out spurcase.lu.
Seven Luxembourg specialists are helping coordinate the rescue and relief operation in Venezuela nearly a week after the earthquake struck. Three CGDIS members are working with the EU Civil Protection Mechanism in La Guaira, the worst affected area, where officials say the focus is now shifting from search and rescue to caring for the injured and the survivors. The death toll from last week's twin earthquakes has risen to more than 1,700 people, with tens of thousands still unaccounted for. Police are appealing for help to find a 13-year-old girl missing since Tuesday afternoon. Maria Estrella Zanier was last seen at around 4:15 p.m. wearing grey tracksuit bottoms and a black t-shirt. Anyone with information is asked to contact the police. Luxembourg City has removed around 180 oak processionary moth nests from trees in the past 2 months, up sharply from about 25 last year. The city says warm spring temperatures help the moths spread. Officials say the danger is now easing as the caterpillars enter their pupation stage before becoming moths later in the summer. Grand Duke Guillaume and Grand Duchess Stephanie are on a visit to Paris today, where they will be officially received by French President Emmanuel Macron. They're accompanied by Foreign Minister Xavier Bettel. In other news, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has ruled out a withdrawal from southern Lebanon until Hezbollah is fully disarmed and no longer poses a threat to Israel. He has also ordered the military to destroy all Hezbollah infrastructure above and below ground used for attacks on Israel. Israel and Lebanon signed a framework agreement on Friday for further peace talks, but Israel is demanding full disarmament, which Hezbollah refuses. The oceans have never been this warm in June, according to the EU's Copernicus Climate Agency. Average temperatures reached almost 21 degrees, a record with knock-on effects for weather, climate and marine ecosystems. Moving to sport, and in last night's World Cup games, Norway has eliminated Ivory Coast 2-1 and France beat Sweden 3-0. The game between Mexico is also through to the round of 16 after beating Ecuador 2-0 this morning. And in tennis, two legends are out in the first round at Wimbledon. Serena Williams' comeback in the singles ended in a straight defeat, losing in three sets to Australia's Maya Joint. Switzerland's Stan Wawrinka lost in four sets to Italy's Matteo Berrettini. For more on these stories and for the latest news, head to rtltoday.lu.
The weather is brought to you by
Raiffeisen, the bank that belongs to its members.
Morning temperatures are around 18 degrees now, with the sun and clouds alternating in the sky. The clouds may take the upper hand in the afternoon as showers can be expected, while temperatures will reach a maximum of 26 degrees.
RTL Today traffic info.
And the traffic, 9 minute delays on the N6 between Strassen and Boulevard Juste de Dieu. There's 10 minute delays on the A1 in Flaxfiler. We've got 30 minute delays on the N11 between Waldhof and Luxembourg Aisch. And there's 5 minute delays on the N33 between Tétange and Kale at the roundabout Grand Rue. There's also 20 minute delays on the A6 between Hontelange and Bredel. And then speed checks are in Hassel this morning on the Rue de Dalheim, in the afternoon in Ripweiler at Hapstruis, and in Schengen on the N10. Stay up to date with all the traffic at today.org.rtl.lu/mobility/traffic.
The Sam Steen Show on RTL Today Radio.
The heartbeat of Luxembourg.
RTL Today Radio.
So this is quite good. We're giving away tickets to Jamiroquai playing next Tuesday. And the question that we were asking was, what Guinness World Record do the band hold? And the one we have in our article is that their album Travelling Without Moving is the biggest selling funk album of all time. Mm-hmm. Ever. A record it still holds after being released back in 1996. However, it's not actually even perhaps their most amazing achievement. They have other world records, or they had other world records, I should say. So yeah, Jamiroquai, they have the fastest concert ever recorded, as in not that they went blink, thank you very much, and left, but that they were travelling the fastest while doing the concert. So this was on a Boeing 747.
Yeah.
So they have been travelling over 1,000 kilometres an hour while doing a concert.
They did a concert in the sky.
In the sky.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
And at the time made it the highest concert ever to have taken place. So that one was, 10,000 metres up, so 10 kilometres up in the sky. That's been beaten since, that one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do we know who by?
Yes. First by James Blunt in 2010, who performed a concert at an altitude of 42,000 feet.
Of course he did.
And then it was then beaten by, I mean, how did this happen? Kim Wilde and Tolly Hadley.
No. Yeah. Oh, go on, let's try it.
43,000 feet, and that's where the record stands today. So Kim Wilde and Tolly Hadley have the record for the highest concert ever.
Do you know what? Out of those three, I think I'd be most entertained by that concert.
Probably. But Jamiroquai held it for a while. So that's, I will accept fastest and highest concert as well as the biggest selling funk album of all time. So I just need your answer in, please, to 62152 5000 with your name and your email address. And one of you is going to win the tickets to see them performing over at Lux Expo next Tuesday. I've got Pick the Hit up after this. Now, like I said, I just need to get on some editing on the website. Make a small amendment to the question. I think it'd be all right. 6 minutes past 8. This is Somber. It's called Potential.